There are thousands of financial advisors out there, but the key is picking the right one, right? You want to know somebody has a lot of experience, someone who has navigated their clients through good times and bad. You want an advisor who can look you in the eye, not a salesman, an advisor, somebody who puts your interests first, someone who listens, someone you can trust. Finally, you want an advisor who can pull everything together, like maximizing your retirement income, reducing your fees and expenses, and managing your investment risk. When everything works together, it's a financial game changer. This is Debbie Monterey. I'm at a team here in St. Louis. They are Ken Heisey and Steve Mahler. Together, they have more than 60 years of experience. For a limited time, get a complimentary, customized retirement analysis by calling 314-328-4400. 314-328-4400.
The following program is paid for by Heisey Advisory Group.
First of all, the taxpayers are footing the bills.
With more than 24 hours of financial news programming on television, it's easy to suffer from information overload regarding retirement issues.
But the bottom line, what he's saying is speed counts.
But how many of these programs are helping you in your retirement plan as an individual?
These guys are billionaires for a reason. They invest in different ways.
Fortunately, you've arrived at the right place for a second opinion on your nest egg. Welcome to Your Retirement Highway, featuring the president of Heisey Advisory Group, Ken Heisey, and Steve Mahler, financial advisors with over 60 years of combined experience who specialize in retirement planning. Heisey Advisory Group is here to help you create your roadmap to a successful retirement. Now, here's this week's edition of Your Retirement Highway.
Good morning and welcome to Your Retirement Highway. I hope you're having a great day today. I'm Ken Heisey and Steve Mahler is with me. We are retirement specialists with Heisey Advisory Group. We spend each and every day here at Heisey Advisory Group helping people plan their retirements and their transitions from the workforce. And we truly believe your best is yet to come. You deserve to get good information so that you can make smart choices about your financial planning. I've been in this business over 25 years helping families plan for retirement, and it's truly become clearer and clearer to me that the financial industry as a whole is failing American families just like you when it comes to their retirement planning. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that today in depth as well. We are here. We're here to help you create your retirement roadmap. We believe that you should enjoy a path toward financial security in any economy because you've worked a lifetime to become financially independent, and you deserve to enjoy the fruits of all your labors. And I want to just for a moment acknowledge our families, our clients that listen, and for all of you that are our clients, I want to thank you for listening. I want you to know that we do appreciate you spending some of your time this week listening to us. And hopefully we're doing a good job of bringing great information. We appreciate the confidence and trust that you have placed in us. And we work hard every day, every single day to earn it. For those of you that are not clients, this might be your first time hearing us on the show. It might be your 100th time listening to us on the show. I encourage you, pick up the phone and give us a call. There's no cost. There's no obligation. Just call us. The phone number, 314-328-4400, 314-328-4400. Megan will probably be the one answering the phone. It might even be Carissa. We have a new team member coming on board. And just tell them that you were listening to Ken and Steve on the radio and that you'd like to come in and talk with one of us, and we can talk about your unique circumstances. And then Megan or Carissa will then say, no problem, and they'll get a meeting on the calendar for you to have your own personal retirement roadmap review. We stand ready to serve you. Why not give us a call, have a visit, and let us help you make smart choices? Today, I found this paper that was written back in 2015. Every once in a while, we miss some of these things.
How did we miss that?
But we spent some time looking at this thing. It's called Rethinking Retirement, Sustainable Withdrawal Rates for New Retirees in 2015. Now, it may be from 4 years ago, but I would say it's appropriate for today just as much as it was then.
It's, I think, maybe even more appropriate today because I think the environment that we exist in has continued to evolve. And so I think the point of this paper, and I know you're going to talk a little bit about one of the authors, Wade Fow, his information and the thought process in this paper since he put it out in 2015, the environments and the things that he talks about that we're going to get into here about how things have changed for people trying to create retirement income, I think those circumstances are even as important, if not more important today, just because of the environment that we exist in with high markets and low interest rates and very, very germane. How we missed it, I don't know, but it's like it could have been written today.
Well, and we're going to hit it. What I want all of you to understand as you're listening to this, this is academia. This is the academics world talking to us. This isn't a Wall Street firm. This isn't an insurance company. This is no one trying to sell anything. This is academic research. Wade Fow, that's P-H-A-U, is a PhD.
It's P-F-A-U. Yeah.
PhD, CFA. He's the professor of retirement income at the American College. He's done a ton of research. He's got a doctorate in economics from Princeton. And I would say if you ask any advisor if they've ever heard of him, if they haven't, I'd run. Because you can tell right away that they're not someone that works with retirement income planning. I promise you, if an advisor works with retirement income planning, they will know who Dr. Wade Fow is. He's put together a lot of tremendous academic studies, and this paper starts out with an introduction and says very clearly, retirement income planning has emerged as a distinct field in the financial services profession, though it's still in its early stages and it's undergoing growing pains. So retirement income planning, it is newer because back in the day, most people had pensions and they didn't really need this. But today, because of 401ks, it's a lot different.
And I don't think if you are about to retire or have just retired, I don't think you would have realized that this whole concept of retirement income planning is really sort of a new phenomenon because of what you just mentioned, especially with pensions going by the boards, and now you have to figure out how to make your assets produce income. What's a reasonable return that you can expect to take out of your assets without running out of money, which we know is a number one fear of folks entering retirement?
And it's the retirement income planning isn't really recognized by all the players in the industry. I think one thing very, very clear is the financial circumstances facing retirees today differ dramatically from pre-retirees. Retirees are seeking specifically to create an income stream from their assets. And today's vulnerability has to do with the sequence of returns risk. Poor returns, either just before you retire or just after you retire, can have a significant impact on how long your money lasts and the success of that. And because it's still relatively new, there's a lot of rifts that are out there between different financial advisors because some financial advisors are still working off of William Bengen's study from back in 1994.
Right. Yeah. What is that, 25 years ago?
Yeah. And that research back then was really kind of supporting and really talking about stocks and bonds. And the tradition of stocks and bonds and the ratio of stocks and bonds that you should have. And the whole concept was really more from a growth perspective, bringing people from stocks into bonds and trying to get to that balance. In fact, it actually created what's now called the balanced fund, right?
Right. Correct.
And it talked about what was a safe withdrawal rate to be taking. And that withdrawal rate, they said, was...
It's what eventually propagated what is known today as the 4% rule. And so, and what you just said there made so much sense, because back in the 90s, when William Bengen came up with this, back in the 90s, the markets were performing exceptionally well every single year. And Wall Street, as you talked about, maybe doing a little bit of a disservice to future retirees.
Yeah, they were focused on growth. And they do a great job of it.
Absolutely a great job of that. And so we've failed to get prepared for that transition from when we're no longer interested in growth of our assets, but how we can get our assets to produce cash flow.
And so the study that William Bengen did back in 94 was really to, number one, assume a 30-year retirement. Now, that's in play a little different today. We'll talk about that more. It talked about a 90% success rate. Usually, in terms of Monte Carlo simulations, a 90% success rate is pretty good. And then it talked about what mix of stocks and bonds should a portfolio have, what's the best mix, and how much could you withdraw. But it was always using past data. And if you go back and you look at bonds back in that day, the 10-year treasury was getting 5 to 6%.
Right.
The stock market was doing some great double-digit returns. And really, the whole study found that you could take a withdrawal of 4%. You could increase it with some inflation. So what that meant was, if you had $1 million, you could withdraw $40,000. Per year, increase it with a little bit of inflation. And they found that if you had a balance of 60% stocks, 40% bonds, that you would have a 90% success rate for drawing income back in 1994.
And expecting that over a 30-year period of time.
Exactly, exactly. And when we come back in the next segment, what I want to do is I want to talk about what's different, how that's changed. But in the meantime, if you have the opportunity, if you want to pick up the phone, give us a call, 314-328-4400. Again, we'll welcome you to come into the office, sit down, have a vision meeting, talk to us about your financial concerns, talk to us about your thoughts about the 4% rule. Talk to us about how to start to begin to create a retirement income plan for you. Retirement income planning is not what it was before. And you can't look at your portfolio the same during your accumulating or working saving years as you do at retirement. So again, the number 314-328-4400. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about what the new rules look like.
You're listening to Your Retirement Highway with Ken Heise and Steve Muller. Call Heise Advisory Group today at 314-328-4400 to help create your roadmap towards a successful retirement, or visit them online at yourretirementhighway.com. Now more from Ken and Steve on how to help put your retirement plan into overdrive on KMOX.
And welcome back to Your Retirement Highway. Ken and Steve with you. Hope you're having a phenomenal morning and your day is going great. And hopefully we're adding some value to you today as we talk about retirement planning. We're talking about a paper written by Dr. Wade Fow, Rethinking Retirement, Sustainable Withdrawal Rates for New Retirees. And in 2015, we talked about how it was a study from 4 years ago, but it's very appropriate for where we are today, not just back in 2015. And it talking about this sustainable withdrawal rate. And back in 1994, we talked about William Bengen creating the 4% rule that so many of you have heard about. And again, one of the reasons why I feel the financial industry is failing you is so many people still adhere to the 4% rule, and they're using stock and bond portfolios. And they went in and started to take a look at, in today's market environment, it's a fallacy to conclude that just because the 4% rule worked in the U.S. historical data, that it can be expected to continue to work just as well for today's retirees.
And if we think back again, we mentioned this in the first segment. If you think back to that time in the 90s, you had a stock market that was raging, great high stock market returns, but you also had bond returns that were significantly higher. And things have changed. And this whole concept of rethinking retirement.
The stock market, if I can, from 1982 to 2000, really only had one significant downturn in that 18 years. And it was that 1987 Black Monday that was a very brief blip.
Right.
I mean, we had a long market of double-digit returns.
And that was right in the midst of us in this very strong bull market on the bond side. But back then, you could still get very attractive yields on your bond portfolios. And we know you were getting good returns in your stock portfolios. So this reluctance or this necessity to have to be able to rethink how you're doing things today as you shift and get ready to transition into retirement has been a little slow to come for some. And as you point out, I think the industry maybe has been a little guilty in that we haven't been very quick on the uptake either. And I think it's important to recognize that the environment that we're in today is very, very different than what it was when this rule.
Dramatically different. I mean, like I said in the first segment, the 10-year treasuries were 5 to 6%. Can you imagine if we had that today, how wonderful that would be?
It was 2.2%.
And it's been floating somewhere between 2 and 3% for quite a while. So you're looking at half of the return in bonds today. And if you're looking for a way to deleverage the risk of your portfolio and you're transitioning from stocks to bonds, you're going into some very low yield. And today's stock market is so much more volatile than when it was. I mean, think about it. We have all that programmed trading going on. Even in the last number of weeks, we see big drops. We see big gains. And it just people don't know quite where things are going. So we start to then look at how does this transition into really what is a sustainable spend rate today in 2019.
And I think that's the key word in this whole thing, sustainable, because people are living longer and you want to make sure that whatever you set up for your retirement, that it's going to last you 30 years for sure, but maybe longer in some cases.
So what Dr. Pfau did was he took the same premises that William Bengen took back in 1994 and applied them to what they found in 2015. And a couple of things that they found is, number one, life expectancies have increased dramatically. So now maybe a 30-year retirement is outdated, and maybe it's more of a 40-year retirement. That's one thing. The second thing that they found is that when you start looking at the blends of stocks and bonds, they're finding that with 20% allocation to stocks, 20%, not 60, 20%, 80% bonds, that you could get a 90% success rate with a 2% withdrawal rate. 2%. That means if you have $1 million, you're drawing $20,000 a year plus inflation. And that's to get a 30-year retirement. If you're looking to try and make it work to a 40-year retirement, you're looking at a 1.5% withdrawal rate. That's not very appealing and not very exciting. And it sounds like maybe we're overly conservative and you're asking yourself, how can I possibly survive with only a 2% withdrawal rate?
And it's possible that you may not be able to. And certainly 2% or 1.5% is a heck of a lot different than the old 4% rule from 25 years ago. And the challenge today is to figure out how, with these mixes in today's environment of stocks and bonds, knowing the environment that we exist in both of those markets, how do we make that work? And are there alternatives to doing things maybe a little different way than we were used to?
Well, the intriguing part, to me, the very intriguing part, both of these studies only focused on Wall Street solutions, stocks and bonds, right? And that's been everyone that we talk to. We see you come in. We know that you have portfolios that are probably 70 to 80% stock. 70 to 80% in stock.
Not uncommon.
And maybe 20 to 30% in bonds. We see it every day because those were great portfolios to accumulate the assets that you have and get you to where you are. But that portfolio doesn't bode well for you when you start to do income planning. And to be able to start to transition that, then we have to start to look at, okay, should it be 60-40? Should it be 40-60? And what they're saying is really 20-80. Now, again, if we go 20% stocks, 80% bonds, and bond yields are so low right now, that's why they're only able to sustain a 2% withdrawal rate. Now, if you went and you had a 100% stock allocation, you have a 90% success rate at about a 1.5% success withdrawal rate for 30 years and about a 1.2% withdrawal rate for 40 years. So staying all in stocks isn't the answer. Going heavily to bonds may not be the answer. It's why we're huge believers in getting outside of the Wall Street world and adding the bank world, adding the insurance world, adding the real estate world, bringing these worlds together, because when you start to add insurance contracts into the process, things like annuities and, again, the right annuities, you can bring this back in and you can still create a 4% withdrawal rule and still have a solid chance at being successful for a 30-year retirement.
And I think that's really the key, is having the willingness and sort of the open mind, if you will, to consider that there are alternatives today in today's world that we necessarily didn't have 25 years ago that wouldn't have worked. And quite frankly, you wouldn't have needed to have looked at alternatives because of what we've already talked about and the environment that we were in allowed you to sustain that sort of a withdrawal rate back then. But things are different, and we have to be willing to sort of shift and change with those changing times.
Well, and a lot of these insurance solutions weren't available
back
in 1994.
Right.
And so they weren't able to bring that into the analysis. And now when you do, if you Google Dr. Wade Pfau, and let me get the spelling correct, it's P-F-A-U, you'll find a lot of his research in academia. This is why I think this is so critical for all of you that are listening. This is not Heisey Advisory Group. This is not some Wall Street firm. This is not someone that's trying to sell product. This is academic research with no financial interest in which solution you choose. It's all about having a diversified mix of tools and assets. Market assets, bank assets, insurance contracts, real estate, right? It's that diversification and having assets that have less risk of downside loss. We talk about that all the time. It's about reducing your downside risk. It's not about eliminating return. Return's still important, but managing that volatility is even more important.
Getting to the place that you want to get from a return standpoint and doing it with the reduction of risk and volatility in your portfolio only helps you ensure that you are going to be able to sustain the sort of cash flows that you want through a 30 or potentially a 40-year retirement.
And again, we believe your best is yet to come. And to help you get to where you can have a retirement that you've dreamt of. Reach out, pick up the phone, give us a call. That number, 314-328-4400. Again, 314-328-4400. Let us sit down with you. Let's have a conversation. There's no cost. There's no obligation. It's just a conversation to say, hey, I'm struggling with this portfolio that I have. I know I've got some stocks. I know I've got some bonds. Maybe I don't really know how much I have. I think I have a balanced portfolio. I think I'm in the right place. Maybe I'm even confident I'm in the right place. But have you really had the second opinion? Because if you needed open heart surgery, would you go back to your regular doctor for that? Or would you seek out a heart specialist to help you with that? If you're looking to create retirement income, you may want to reach out to someone like us that works every day in creating retirement incomes. So again, that number, 314-328-4400.
You're listening to Your Retirement Highway on KMOX with Ken Heise and Steve Muller of Heise Advisory Group.
And as we wrap up today's show, there's one key thought I want you to keep in mind, and that is that your best is yet to come. We believe the second half of your life should be the best half of your life. It's a time where you pursue your passions, what's meaningful, what's fulfilling to you. This should be the best time of your life, and as long as you're making smart financial choices, then hopefully you should be in a great place where you can enjoy all the great things coming your way. And what that then means to you? More confidence to go out and live the life that you've dreamt of. And to be able to do that, you need to really go back to what we're talking about, and that's rethinking your retirement. Retirement planning is dramatically different than what you've been doing for the last 30 or 40 years. The last 30, 40 years, your job has been to grow your money. The financial industry has done a great job of helping you grow your money. And where I think the financial industry has fallen short is transitioning into your retirement, having you in the right place to sustain an income for a retirement that's going to be longer than ever before and in a completely different world without pensions than what we've had before. So pick up the phone, 314-328-4400. Call us today. Come in, sit down with us, and have a conversation. Enjoy the rest of your day and the rest of the week. We'll be with you again next week.
Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM. AEWM and Heise Advisory Group are not affiliated companies. Heise Advisory Group does not provide tax or legal advice. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company. This show may include hypothetical examples which are provided for illustrative purposes only and should not be construed as providing advice. Heise Advisory Group is not affiliated with the U.S. government or any governmental agency.
You've been listening to Your Retirement Highway with Ken Heise and Steve Muller. To get more information or to start creating your retirement roadmap or just for a second opinion, call the team at Heise Advisory Group at 314-328-4400 or visit them online at yourretirementhighway.com. Join us next week to continue the journey toward retirement.